Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and I am back with you again at the close of the week almost, amen, and I'm rejoicing in the Lord because God has a word in season, amen, amen, and he wants you to know that, amen, he's waiting on you to pray, amen. My thought is prayer changes things, amen. A lot of us sit around, amen, and we take our problems and we take them to heart and we don't, amen, call upon the God, amen, that created the heaven and earth that can do everything but fail and ask him to come in and intercede and intervene. But we take it into heart to do our own things and try to resolve our own problems. But my thought today, amen, will reveal the truth, amen, that prayer changes things. And we got a God, amen, that sits in heaven, amen, that's waiting to hear from you. Amen. Prayer means to communicate with God, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And that means that if you communicate with him, you will see effective results, amen, and you want results, amen. Prayer produces results. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I give God the glory, amen, and all the honor and all the praise today because, amen, he's worthy to be praised. Amen. Because we are living in such a rapid, amen, fast-paced society, amen, and everybody's trying to keep up with the Joneses, amen. The devil got a hook in the Joneses' mouth, amen, and a hook in Sam and Mary's mouth, and we're trying to keep up with them, not knowing that the devil, amen, is causing them to receive certain things, and you think, amen, that they are living a better life, but I'm telling you, the only good life is through God. Amen. And when we begin to focus on God, amen, and begin to take everything to him in prayer, he's able to do everything but fail. Oh, I praise him today because, amen, he's a God, amen, that can do, amen, great and exceedingly mighty works. Amen. The enemy, I tell you all the time, he's that thief that cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants your stuff. He wants your soul, and he wants your spirit. He don't want you to have a relationship with God. He don't want your children blessed or your husband or your finances blessed. Amen. He don't want you. He want to put you in a straight place. Amen. So that you will lose all hope. But the one thing that Jesus said, and he made mention in Luke, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Come on, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Luke, the 19th chapter, starting at verse 45, and he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein and them that bought. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Saying unto them, it is written, hallelujah, my house is the house of prayer. But you have made it a den of thieves, amen. A lot of people can't, amen, even imagine, amen, the good things that God want to give those, amen, that call upon his name and that are called according to his purpose. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Hebrews, the Israelites, amen, the Jewish nation had begun to do things that was not right in the temple. Amen. And Jesus came in and he seen those that were selling doves and sheep and all kind of lambs and goats and stuff. Amen. To partake in the sacrifice. Amen. So that they can say that they were in perfect standing with the Lord. But God, amen, let them know that you have made the house of prayer. Amen, a den of thieves. They were coming in selling, amen, animals that had blemishes, and they were coming in doing all kind of unrighteous sacrifices, amen, in the house, amen, of prayer. But God wants you to know when you turn to God and set your face toward him, amen, toward Jerusalem, and you begin to pray like Solomon did, amen, one of the things will happen is that you will see a tremendous change. Amen. We as a family cannot lose hope in God, no matter how hard it gets. Prayer changes things. We can pray corporately, amen, or individually, but we must pray. In Psalms 55:17, King David prayed three times a day. Every morning, every, amen, evening, amen, and at noon. And then Daniel, amen, he prayed three times a day toward Jerusalem, and he prayed, amen, an effectual prayer, amen, first starting off in repentance, amen, for the Israelites, for the Jews, Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we need to first start off with repentance because Job did it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said he didn't know within a day's span of time what his children had thought, amen, an evil thought or a sin against God or anything could have happened, amen. But he prayed and repented so that, amen, whatever calamities, whatever Satan wanted to, amen, throw up on, amen, his family, amen, would not occur. Literally secures you. It keeps you covered. It keeps you saturated, amen, and secured, amen, up under the shadows of the wings of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We must take back what the devil, amen, has stolen from us. Amen. We see our sons, amen, going to prison, amen, and missing out, amen, on a life, amen, that was worthy to be spent, amen, in freedom. We see our daughters, amen, being gang-banged and gang-raped, amen, just to be a part of a society that's dying because everything that's not of God, amen, does not flourish, amen. And while we are yet, amen, walking, amen, and taking our children to school, and once they get into the schoolhouse door and your back is turned, that child is flipping out, amen, and going in another direction, amen. Oh, but prayer changes things. I praise God, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Jay Sekulow, amen. He set up a petition, amen, to try to keep prayer in school, amen, because of the various issues. We're trying to do everything that we can do and take God out of America, amen, and hallelujah. You cannot live without God. But I tell you, if you begin to put your plate down, fast and pray, you will see tremendous change. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every night I pray. Sometimes I pray 3 and 4 hours. Sometimes 7 hours. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And pray to the Father above who is able to give me an answer. Amen. After he's heard my prayer. Then I must understand, and we must understand, after he has heard our prayers, we got to wait. A lot of us don't want to wait. Amen. Before the death of King David, God gave him orders that his son, King Solomon, would build a temple in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 5. And it tells you about the building of the temple in chapter 6 and 7. And it speaks about the dedication of the temple. Before Solomon dedicated the temple to the Lord, he prayed. And then he waited on an answer. We need to wait on the answer, amen, before we move, amen, upon situations. Prayer changes things, amen. In the book of Philippians 4 and 6, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Paul said, be careful for nothing, but in everything in prayer, amen, and supplication with thanksgiving, hallelujah, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen, he is the one and the only one, amen, that can move upon your situations. Let your requests be made unto God. The Lord, in Jesus' name, in the book of 1 Thessalonians 5:17, 18, the Bible said, pray without ceasing. Some of us don't want to pray a long list of time. Amen. And we give up, amen, too easily and too soon before God can step in and move. But I give God the thanks, hallelujah, because, hallelujah, when he prayed, hallelujah, when you pray, hallelujah, God will rise you above situations. Hallelujah, Oshana. In the book of James 5 and 16, James said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. Hallelujah, that ye may be healed. Hallelujah, Oshana, in the name of Jesus. For the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Elam Oshaya. And Jesus told the disciples in Matthew 6 and 6 through 13, when you pray, amen, enter into your closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray unto the Father which is in secret, and the Father which is in secret will reward you openly. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. We don't want to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you're afraid, amen. Hallelujah. A good prayer, amen. Hallelujah. And a good psalm to read is Psalms 34. Huh? And when you get anxious, read Psalms 46. When you backslide, read Psalms 51. When you're bereaved, hallelujah, issues are in your family and death has occurred, read Psalms, hallelujah, Alioshana. Matthew's, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Matthew's 5 and 4, huh? When you're bitter and have hatred in your heart, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Read Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13, huh? Hallelujah, when you feel like you have been defeated, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, read Romans 8, 31 through 39. And when you feel, hallelujah, depressed, read Psalms 34, huh? Thank you, Jesus. When you feel like you're discouraged, be like David. Thank you, Jesus. And begin to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Read Psalm 23. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He make me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff now comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. See, saints, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Despite of what you go through in life, you need a dwelling place, and it's in the house of the Lord. Prayer changes things. Oh, Father, I ask you to move by your spirit. Somebody's son is in, hallelujah, in prison right now. We need an answer, God, and you can give that answer. Somebody's on drugs. Lord God, you can take them off of drugs and fill their lives full of your glory in the name of Jesus. I'm asking that you move by your spirit today, God. Touch those that are on Blog Talk. Touch the people all over the land. And I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And I pray that your will be done. I give you glory, God, today and all the honor. I'm asking that you move upon your, hallelujah, your people's lives, God. Lord God, those that have AIDS and cancer, sugar, diabetes, all manner of sickness in their bodies. God, you the healer. For Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm asking you to touch him all over the land. Jerusalem needs you, Jesus. Oh, God, send us that of Osiah. Send an answer, Lord God, in the financial idea of Oshana, Mosiah. Somebody suffering in the finances. Oh, God, you can bless them in that area. Turn things around, God, in Jesus' name, that they might know that, God, you are true and living God. I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. No matter what you try to do, no weapon formed against your body, God, be Oshana, Mosiah. Your people, God, he cannot Messiah. Your saints, God, he can still prosper. Prayer changes things. I plead the blood of Jesus. And I ask God to reveal, amen, through a praying life, the truth. God, amen, set me like Anna, amen, to pray continually for the body of Christ. No matter how Satan try to come to you and attack you in your mind or your body, your soul, your spirit, your finances, your children, your home, your job, you pray until you get an answer. Amen. But when you're going through, amen, you wait on that answer. Don't you give up. Don't you sell your soul for a morsel of bread. Prayer changes things. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Amen.